Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board and municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
See you, Roy. Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
God, indivisible, liberty, and justice.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have several changes. The application of Lucas Garcia-Reyna, 1600 West 4th Street, is adjourned until February 27th with no further notice. The application of Ronco Development, 146 Hillside Avenue, is adjourned until March 13th with no further notice. The application of Ronco Development, 160 Hillside Avenue, is adjourned until March 13th with no further notice. Those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. So if I'm reading this correctly, we're up to item number 7, 25-ZB-02V, Deep Kumar Patel.
Yes, is Deep Kumar Patel present?
Yes, present.
Sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, true.
Your name and address, please.
Deep Kumar Patel, 99 Anita Drive.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Good evening, Chairman and Board of the Member. I appreciate the opportunity to present my case tonight regarding 6-foot fence on my property. When I installed this fence, I did so based on my contractor recommendation. Unfortunately, I was not properly advised about the permit requirement or township zoning laws. Had I known, I would have applied for the variance beforehand. Now the fence is up. Removing or modifying it would cause unnecessary financial hardship for me and my family, especially given current situation. My parents have recently lost their job. I am already going with the very tough time. I purchased my house on May. Was not aware regarding the township specification for the fence regarding the corner lot. These fence provide my family much needed privacy and security, particularly because of my house is on corner lot, which has more exposure than an interior lot. This 6-foot fence help us to reduce the visibility into my backyard. Also helps to prevent trespassing and theft. Additionally, it ensures the safety of my family, children who are alone in the backyard enjoying enclosed space. Additionally, the fence does not obstruct the view of my neighbor or creating line of sight issue at the intersection. It bends up well with the neighborhood, and my contractor even walk around the area before the install to ensure it was the in line with the other properties. I would respectfully ask to board to consider this my application for the variance.
Thank you, sir. Jonathan, do you have anything you might want to lend here?
Sure. In addition to not obtaining a variance, a permit was also not obtained. Regardless of the result of the board's decision tonight, a permit will need to be sought. I do dispute the fence is impacting the intersection. And I think what we're proposing resulting in a 17.2 foot setback when 40 is required is more than generous. And if your contractor misled you, I'd leave it between you and your contractor to recover some of the costs incurred by making this change.
Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah, I'm in total agreement. 40 is what the ordinance calls for. I think 17 is more than generous. And if indeed you were deceived by your contractor, Mr. Patel, that's something you could take up with him legally or have him move it at the cost to him. I see no hardship here, unfortunately. Does any other members of the board have any questions or comments they'd like to make? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. Yeah, Mr. Patel, I think that the compromise that the township's offering is more than generous. And I got to read the room a little bit for you. I'm going to tell you, if you don't try and help us out here with some type of compensation here, I don't think your application will be voted on favorably.
Chairman, is there any other option? Because I'm losing my lots of space in my backyard.
There, unfortunately, we have ordinances for the specific reason.
And also, like, additionally, there are many corner lots in around my neighborhood as the same 6 feet fence on the property line.
They're not before this board tonight, unfortunately. I'll leave it up to you, sir. I do read the board very well, and like I said, like Jonathan said, 40 feet is what we normally require. 17 feet is all we're asking here, and I believe if you did go after your contractor legally, he would be responsible for any cost that would be incurred to move the fence.
And Mr. Patel, as the board attorney, I will tell you that you're required to put certain legal proofs on the record in order to obtain a variance. You have not done so. Therefore, the board could be well within its rights to enforce the 40-foot setback. The township is offering you a 17.2-foot setback, which is much better than the 40-foot setback.
Thank you, Jim. Mr. Patel, I'll give you a minute or two just to mull it over before we vote on this as a board.
Okay, good one. Agree, good.
What are you thinking, sir?
Okay.
Good. It's a good decision. Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve this application with the changes set by Mr. Mizrahi and agreed upon by the applicant. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Weissman. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application as amended has been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be there for that, but we'll mail that document to you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. Let's move on to item number 10, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of January 9th, 2025.
First resolution, new singular wireless, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery? Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka? Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next, 429 Bell Street, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery? Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka? Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
900 East 92nd Street, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery? Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Last resolution for tonight is a resolution of withdrawal for Francis Oresco. I would need somebody to move that and second it, and then I would need a roll call vote.
I'll make a move to strike it.
I'll second.
Can I get a second? Good. Can I get a roll call? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
Thank you.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's move on to item number 11, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of January 9th, 2025. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Make a motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Guys, sorry to drag out this long meeting tonight. You all were a really, really good break. Once again, thanks for showing up. Even if it's a 5-minute meeting, I do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy lives to help out the township. I love you guys the best.
Everyone have
happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Have a good night. See you all in 2 weeks.
Yep. Oh, okay.